This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Jennifer Fuller. The second annual Southern Illinois Made Expo is coming up this weekend in Marion. I talked with Southern Illinois State Senator Dale Fowler about the event.
This is something that I've always been wanting to do, is to be able to showcase Southern Illinois Made manufactured products. And actually, it all kind of transpired from when I went to the Delta Regional Authority, Delta Leadership Institute back in 2008. And to graduate the institute, we had to make a presentation, and my presentation was actually Southern Illinois Made products. I actually showcased Dinger Bats out of Ridgeway, which is an incredible Southern Illinois Made story, as my presentation. And then that's always kind of been in my mind. And then when I had an opportunity and I became a member of the General Assembly, I thought, you know what, I would love to be able to try to get all these incredible products, or as many as possible, under one roof. And we did that last year. We had 130 booths of products at the Pavilion in Marion. And this year, we actually increased it to 165 because we sold out early last year. And we have a lot more sponsors this year. And again, 100% of all proceeds are going to go to our Veterans Honor Flight.
You know, I looked at the list, and Dinger Bats will be there. It's a really broad variety of products, services, manufacturing. How do you get all of those to kind of come together in something like this?
And if I might add, destinations as well. We really want to showcase the tourism opportunities we have in Southern Illinois as well. What we do is my team, last year we just started making phone calls. We started sending out letters, inviting these companies, doing a lot of research on the companies that were there. As you mentioned, we partnered with the Southern Illinois Regional Chambers of Commerce as our partner, which is a great partner to shop Southern Illinois. And you know what? This came together. And when you do something for the first time, you just really don't know how it's gonna work out. And we had over 2,000 people that came through the doors, and it was just incredible. And a lot of when the vendors filled out the surveys at the end of the expo, one of their first questions is how quickly can I sign up for next year? So we knew we hit a grand slam.
When you look at all the opportunities from manufacturing, tourism, as you mentioned, the service industries and others that are located here in Southern Illinois, what more does this region need to really get that economic boost that I know so many leaders like yourself are looking for?
Well, what we have to continue to do, and what I really work hard in trying to do, is really capitalizing on the resources that we currently have to offer. With all these incredible companies, with the confluence of the Mississippi and the Ohio, with all of our tourism destinations and our rivers, our lakes, our roads, you know, and our interstates, and just really showcase positively, you know, what we have to offer. And then when we do that, and really create the awareness and really market Southern Illinois for the beauty and the opportunity that it has, then good things come from that.
How important in your mind is it, too, that people in this region know what's created, what's made in this region?
Well, there's a lot of incredible products that we don't know about. And, you know, just like last year when we had 130 booths, you know, walking around, anywhere from a barbecue sauce to all the way to Crown Line boats, as an example, and everything in between. And it gave people an opportunity to see these products, and people would come up, wow, I didn't know this was here. I didn't know they employed this many people. And a lot of these companies were able to network with the other companies that were there. So now some of these companies are selling the other companies' products. There's been nationwide contracts established for the Southern Illinois Made Expo from last year. And it's just been great. And to be able to have these under one roof and really showcase what they have to offer. And on our website, simade.org, all the vendors that are registered, their website is linked to our website. And so if people that are there or are curious about some of the products we have, they can actually go to the simade.org and search the registered vendors and go to their website and look at their products, order their products, go to their store, and hopefully shop Southern Illinois.
And as you said, the proceeds from the Southern Illinois Made Expo, all the proceeds go to Veterans Honor Flight of Southern Illinois. Am I right?
That's correct. Last year, you know, again, not knowing what to expect, you know, I thought, gosh, if we could raise $10,000 for Honor Flight, wouldn't that be amazing? We raised just under $30,000. And this year, we have a tremendous amount more sponsors this year that stepped up. We have sponsors that may not necessarily be a Southern Illinois Made product, They may you know, reside in Southern Illinois, but you know, if they become sponsors, then they have the full rights to come to, you know, and set up a booth and sponsor the event. And we have a lot more sponsors this year, and a really great incentive we have this year for people to really come as well, not necessarily just to see all these incredible products, but also Black Diamond RV has donated a camper that we're going to be giving away. You're going to have an opportunity. People are going to have an opportunity to buy raffle tickets for it. It's a $21,000 camper that they donated. Again, those proceeds will go back into the event and to Honor Flight. The sky's the limit on what we can accomplish this year. Not just showcasing the products, but also what we can do in support of our veterans.
Dale Fowler is the senator for the 59th State Senate District in Southern Illinois. The SI Made Expo is coming up this Saturday and Sunday at the Pavilion in Marion. Senator, thanks so much.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. Look forward to seeing everyone.
I'm Jennifer Fuller.